Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Marini Marasi Shigifu. It's Moshe de Peshtina. Marini Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai. Chavi Fegabas Michal Dispansia. Hanagetel Bas Naomi Eliza. Tila Rus Victoria Bas Tila Ravida. Abigail Ayelet Bas Chavet. It's based in the Torah of Marina Rosh Hashiva's Atzal. The Chamban, Binyan Seder, Kosev, Yom Asterach, Ben Parashas Lech Lecha, with regard to the order of the Psukim, four Parashas Lech Lecha, when Terach dies. Dr. Chamban, this is in Gracious Aleph Lam Beis, Shehikdim HaKosev Misa Asterach, B'chdei Shlo Yavo HaKorei Pasuk Chumash, Lidei HaRoshem, Sheavraham Mishir Et Aviv B'Ziknuto. So first it says that Terach dies, so that you don't think that he left his father in his old age alone. And therefore, the pasuk is written in such a way that if you don't look too carefully, it would appear that Avram was still with his father when he died. If the pasuk says that Terach took Avram, saw Avram his son, Lot, Sarai, he went to Ur Kasdim to go to Eretz Canaan, and he came until Haran, and he settled there, and then Terach dies, and then Vayter, the next parasha, Shem tells Avram to go to Eretz Israel, so it looks like Avram was with his father until his death. The only problem is, the Maharal asks, that the Torah wasn't given to Tipshim. Even after the Pasuk tells us that Terach dies, anybody can make the Cheshbon and recognize that Terach was still alive and Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Canaan. And really, what does it mean, Lashon HaRamban, that a person who learns Torah without being too careful, without looking too carefully, won't come to the conclusion that he abandoned his father? If you don't look too carefully, you'll think that Avraham Avinu didn't abandon his father. What does that mean? And again, the Maharal says, if you make a cheshbon, you'll see that it's not so, that Avraham Avinu did leave his father when his father was still alive. So the question, therefore, is, Torah wasn't given to Tipshin, Torah was given for people to think about it. People who think about what they're learning. So what does it mean? If they don't think about it, they'll think Avram was with his father till the end. Torah was given to intelligent people. So we have to be makdim mechidish from the grub, explaining the very uncommon form of the commandments. Of Inu and Yom Kippur, the pasuk is Venisim Sapshal Seichen. So this is really a style of Kumba Asay, get up and do it. And on that there can't be punishment of Kares. There's no warning. You just learn an Azhar of Xeru Shava, you learn there's a warning with Xeru Shava and Yom Peala from it out. The Gra explains that Yom Kippur Dafka, there's no Azhar Slosa Say on Inui, based on the Gemara. That there's 365 Lavin, correspond to the 365 days of the year. The Gemara says, as Satan's Gemara 364. Makas Ayyumad Afchaf Amr Aleph. because 364 days a year the son is given rishus to be mastin. And Yom Kippur has no rishus to be mastin. And if so, since there are 365 lavin, these are averus where the satan has the koch to be mekatrik, and therefore there's no lav in the inner of Yom Kippur. She says a lashon of kum va'aseh, and that below says there shouldn't be a koch kitruk. Satan doesn't work on Yom Kippur, and if there's a lav, there's a kitruk. The satan prosecutes. Since the satan doesn't work on Yom Kippur, Torah didn't write it as a lav, but then he'd be prosecuting. You don't want it to be prosecuting, so if you don't write, the Torah didn't write a lashon lav. Don't, it just says do. So that's from the Biur HaKora. We still have to understand, so self, there's a lav that's learned from Gzeira Shava. Hakshein HaMefurish. There is a lav. So at the end of the day, if there is a lav, it's learned from Gzeira Shava. So, how does this prevent the kitruk? There's still going to be a kitruk. Why is there going to be a kitruk? There's going to be a kitruk because we learn a lav with Gzeira Shava. So we don't want to write a lav in the Torah because we don't want the son to be mekatreg. But so after Gzeira Shava, the son will be the katreg. Therefore, we have to explain the essence of the lack of kitruk on Yom Kippur. So comes a special passage in the Avinu Malkeinu, Sisom Pios, Mastineinu Mekatrigeinu, seal the mouths of those who are Mastin and Mekatrig. There's no sound, there's no tune here of a victory over the Misnagid. The sound here is Stom, close. Notice you shouldn't be mekatreg at all. Not to overcome, you should be mekatreg at all. Shleichol l'ftoach ha'pel ha'kitru. Mehechi teisiv al eizu smachi yesh levakish bakasha kazu. If he has a kitruk, why close his mouth? Why not let him speak? And the answer to this is tied to understanding the yesod that the common thought process that people have is mistaken about this yisod, because we're taking from the world of the mundane, the secular. In the secular world, the mundane world, the meaning is different than it is in the holy world. And that's the concept of favoritism. In the secular world, there's a injustice here, and there's favoritism. He doesn't deserve it. But just because he found favor in someone's eyes, he was zocher. We have to know that on Hag Kedusha, there's a mahalach, that favoritism is a maila that we seek out. Something positive, l'mashal, mida keneged mida. For example, kol ha-mavri al midosa ma'aviron al-kol p'shav. One is mavri al midos, he's not makbid on people. People upset him, they hurt him. He doesn't take revenge, doesn't bear resentment against them. So there's a whole Seder Shalim and Avodah Shlem and Shari Tshuva, how to bring to this Havar al Chatov, Oivar al Pesha. Kol HaMavir al Midosim, Avirin lo Kol Pshav. And this is Mida Keneged Mida. You don't have to do all the Seldas of Tshuva to get this Mavirin lo Kol Pshav. You just have to be Mavri al Midosef. That's how strong the Mida Keneged Mida is. And if down here a person's misnag b'derek kabbalas asur without complaining, and he accepts them without asking for a cheshbon of lama zeh magia li, why do I deserve this? So through this Mida Keneged Mida, he's zocheh that even above, they're going to relate to him with mas opanim. They're not going to look at all of his deeds and see if he really deserves positive judgment. If a person doesn't come with the mahalach of lamez ha-magia, So also Milamala, we don't come to him, we talk Magialacha, you deserve it. He doesn't say, why do I deserve it? So Milamala also, they don't say, why do you deserve it? They just give it to him. And this is an Hagav HaKol P'shachim T'chase Ahava, and all sins, love covers. So you can come to this midah, call him Avri al midosa, person's not makbid, not only on other people, not makbid on Hashem. When Hashem does something, he just takes it. Doesn't complain. Doesn't say, lama zamagiyali. So the way to reach this midah of call him Avri al midosa is to receive Yisur without complaints. But in a higher level, this meat is explained in the pasuk Lo Hibi David BiYakov Lo Ramo BiYisrael. And this is said by Bilam, who announces the greatness of the Jewish people to the world. God didn't look at sin in Yaakov or in Yisrael. In other words, there's an Akol Pshem Techase Ahava that God covers up, and all sins love covers. And then Vaita, there's another midah of not even looking, not only covering it up. But he doesn't even look. Covering it up is you see it and you cover it up. There's even a higher midah of not even looking in the first place. This is all obviously favoritism. Somebody who asks about the stira between Medakdik and Sviv of Kuchut HaSaira and the Mahalach of Masa Panim and sees a stira. So he has a narrow vision. That Hashem is very careful with the tzaddikim. And that there's also a mahalach of favoritism. He says, oh, this is a stira. If there's favoritism, why is he so strict with the tzaddikim? But that's not a good question. Because they're both correct, each one in their time and place. And after Hashem is medakdek, and the person's makabel without any taromes, he doesn't complain about what God did to him. Then he zocha to this maso panim. It says in Chazal that umas ha'olam einam chotem, el afal einam chotem, el af kishachotem einam klum. That God isn't didactic with the umas ha'olam. But chet chotu li yushalayim al kein lanida ha'isa, verse in Eicha 1:8. So Hashem is very didactic with the tzaddikim. Dam Yisrael. And then afterwards, this Masa Panim, after Makabal the Yisurim Be'ahava. So now we understand the Bakasha of Sisom Pios Mas Dineinu Makatrugainu. In other words, this is a request that the Kitrugim should not come up at all. There shouldn't be any Kitrugim. Shouldn't be any prosecution against us. What is the meaning of the nullifying the Koach HaKitrug of Yom Kippur? Vadai. That they have koach to be, that averos can be mekatrik. And averos that a person did were done. So what's mevatel the kitchuk? What nullifies the prosecution? There's only one answer. Maso panim. Favoritism. That's why stom pios matzat matzdinan mekatrik. Again, in the world of chol, favoritism isn't good. But in the world of kodesh, favoritism is amazing. Some pios must deny him a country game. Favoritism. And again, in the world of Kodesh, it's something positive. And Hashem shows favoritism, but he does it for a reason. He has his reason. We seek out this favoritism. Sometimes it's because of Mida Kenegan Mida Mavra Midosa. We don't say Lama Zeh Magiyeli, so Hashem doesn't look too closely. And if so, Tzuras Halav of Yom Kippur exactly fits the situation. There's a kitrug, but it's covered. There's a movement of covering. And the Makatrik sees that the judge wants to hide, he doesn't want to hear, his mouth is sealed. And so too, there's a lav. Yom Kippur, Bisser Achila. And Bala Azhar, Eina Gluya. V'ayin. There's a hidden lab. It's learned in the Zera Shava. It's hidden. You look at the pasuk, you only see V'nisim is Nafshel Seichem. You don't see a lab. So the lab, even though it's learned in the Zera Shava, but it's hidden. But when you read the pasuk, simply you don't see it. And that's Pshat Ramban. We don't want somebody who's learning superficially to see in Avraham Avinu that there's a tiny of Chosir Kibud Avayim. Of course, anyone can make the cheshbon that Avraham Avinu left when his father was still alive. As the Mefarshim make the cheshbon that Avraham Avinu left when his father was still alive. It's self-self. It's not revealed. So here the Torah is Megala that Avraham Avinu was zochet to this Matrega, that Hashem wants to be malim this, Hashem wants to hide it. Mas opanim, his favoritism. So leaving Terach isn't a tain against Avram. So the kitchrug is sealed. No kitchrug is going to be heard against Avram Avinu. Baruch Hashem, we zocha to understand Pshat in the Ramban. There's a tznuah of kisui. And if there's kisui, if it's covered up, mela, there is no kichul against Avram Avinu. Mehadvorim niflaim b'yosef. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully we will revisit this fascinating topic. We never, I hope. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.